visitors remain in hotels after martial law unfolds military takeover in South Korea. In Seoul, convoys of special vehicles carrying military personnel move through the streets of the capital. Helicopters patrol the sky. Special forces have been deployed at the parliament in South Korea. Tourists in Seoul should stay in their hotels and not leave the building until the situation is clearer, said Dr. Peter Tarlow, president of the World Tourism Network and a highly known expert on tourism security. It's almost midnight in Seoul, and the security situation is unstable. The world needs to know. This may be my last message from an ETN freelance writer received from South Korea minutes ago. South Korean media outlets are now under government control due to martial law. In the late evening of Korea time, President Yoon Suk-yeol declared a state of emergency known as martial law. Apparently, he was expecting proceedings for impeachment against him, and the opposition-controlled parliament is not doing what Yoon Suk-yeol wanted. Buses are blocking the entrance of the parliament in Seoul with no one allowed in or out. The president is accusing the opposition of anti-state activities, plotting a rebellion. The opposition leader is warning citizens the Republic of Korea may collapse irretrievably and is urging people to get out and come to the National Assembly. He made this emotional message from his car on YouTube Live. The president had told the Korean people to safeguard a liberal South Korea from the threats posed by North Korea's communist forces and to eliminate anti-state elements. I hereby declare emergency martial law. The South Korean won unweakened sharply on news that President Yoon declared martial law. National Assembly, local councils and political party activities have also been prohibited in South Korea. Seoul residents are sharing photos of military equipment on the capital's streets. Tanks have been spotted in downtown Seoul as the military and police begin taking control of South Korea. Yonhap reports General Park In-soo has been appointed martial law commander. Just 2 weeks ago, the leaders of Japan, the Republic of Korea, ROK, and the United States convened in the spirit of Camp David to commemorate the remarkable progress our three countries have made since our Trilateral Leaders Summit in 2023. Jay Apin, the ROK, and the United States stand united in our dedication to promoting human rights, democracy, security, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region and beyond. We remain determined to align our collective efforts to ensure the continued success of our people, the region, and the world. We remain steadfast in supporting a free and open, rules-based international order. The actions that we take together will continue to bolster regional and global peace and security well into the future. Since this is unfolding as a surprise and started just a few hours ago, no foreign embassy has reacted yet to this situation. iturbonews.com